Rise and shine. Welcome back here. Hour number two of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Oakey, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Here on the Michigan Sports Network, you can use the text line. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. You can hit us up on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and, of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. And you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan Elkey is at RyanL_Key. Danica Halen is at Dan in the Studio. And I'm Anthony at AC Bellino on Twitter. Coming up this hour, the claims being thrown out by Bob Bowlsby in the Big 12 is that ESPN is behind this this Big 12 separation, the disaster that's taking place within their conference. So is ESPN really to blame? I mean, they are in bed with the SEC, so it is that, it is one of those things.
I was just thinking about this yesterday. Why, like, I get it, the money, whatever, Texas wants. Texas and Oklahoma, they don't need the money. Why are they going to leave an easier conference to win when, like, everybody knows that the playoff is going to be based off of winning your conference moving forward? Like, you're just, why are you going to move to the SEC in 4 years when in 4 years you're going to have to win the conference and you're just not going to beat Alabama and Clemson and everybody else?
I have no idea. Nobody beats Clemson in the ACC. I mean, that's just a one-trick pony, much like the Big Ten. But to go to the SEC, I can't figure it out either. I mean, Oklahoma and Texas, your best bet to make the playoff is staying right in the Big 12, without question.
Move to the Mountain West or something.
Yeah, like Pac-12 maybe. I don't know. But they go into the SEC, like, football's, toughest conference with the most NFL talent. I don't know, man. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I don't know. Attention, Anthony, did you see in Olympic boxing where Toledo native O'Shea Jones earned a 3-round split decision over Mexico's Brianna Cruz? I did see that. Jones was seeded number 3 out of 16. Her next fight is with Maria Altagracia Henderson on Friday at 5:03 in the morning. I will not be waking up at, well, I mean, based on how I have been sleeping, I'll probably be up, so I guess I could watch it. Rogers didn't call out his coach, but he did his GM and team ownership. I love people who want to continue to win after they've already won already. Yeah, I think so too. I think that it's Aaron Rodgers, look, the guy wants to win more. We know that his track record in the NFC Championship is not great. We're going to hold that against him. He is one of the more talented quarterbacks in the NFL. He is nowhere near the conversation of greatest of all time, and he can have as many records as he wants. But that's like Brady, Montana. Like, you have to have the Super Bowls to be able to do that, and he doesn't. He does not. He's got one, and one's hard enough to get on its own. But when you have somebody like in your era, like Tom Brady, and he beats you at your place, come on, man. Come on, man. That old Boosie video. Come on, man. Like, yeah, that's what it is. And I think
so. You're going to judge it off of one game that he lost? I mean,
what's his record in the NFC Championship?
I don't know. Probably one in three or something.
1-3, maybe 1-4.
I mean, what was Peyton Manning's record in the AFC Championship game before he moved to Denver?
And it was always going to be a point of conversation. Stat stuffer, got to win the big one. Got to get it done. Have to win the big one. If not, you turn into Dan Marino. Rodgers has one. That's fine. Great talent. That's great. Awesome. Good, great, grand, wonderful. But he's chasing more Super Bowls. Absolutely he is. Like, why keep playing? You don't need the money, right? You want to go down? I mean, you're going to have to – guy's going to have to win another one, especially when a dude playing in your era has seven of them and has firmly cemented himself as the greatest of all time. Like, and it's not even debatable. Went and joined a new team and won a Super Bowl. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Speaking of football, the Lions and the Vikings played yesterday. Detroit Tigers 17-14 winners over the Minnesota Twins, a football score in the baseball game yesterday. Not a single dinger for the Tigers. Minnesota, however, hit seven of them. Pretty crazy. What an afternoon. And I believe, what was the stat? First time since 2004, every one of the starters had a hit and a run scored. That's pretty.
And the second game in Tigers history with that every starter had a run, RBI, and a hit.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot going on. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton very upset over Michael Thomas talking about his surgery should have happened before June. That's right. Sean Payton expressed his frustration yesterday over the fact that receiver Michael Thomas did not have ankle surgery until June. Though he declined to elaborate on why the procedure was delayed, Thomas was plagued by injury throughout last season and is expected to miss time at the beginning of the year. Well, look, it appears we're going to have to spend some time without him. It's disappointing, and we'll work through it with the other players that are here. But the surgery took place, and obviously we would have liked that to happen earlier than later, and quite honestly, it should have. Yeah, Adam Schefter reported Thomas was expected to undergo surgery to repair the torn deltoid and other injured ligaments in his ankle. But it was just revealed last week that Thomas did not have the surgery until after he reported for the Saints mandatory minicamp in June, which I find is very interesting. Maybe the guy was afraid to go under the knife. Aaron Rodgers' mold retirement, according to his press conference yesterday, wants more say with some of the Green Bay Packers' decisions with personnel and within the organization as well. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott left practice early with a muscle strain in his right shoulder. Will be cautious and smart about it. Oh, they just paid him all that money, right? After he just broke his ankle. Remember that? Oh, that was disgusting. And now he's got this. Not good. Not good at all. LA Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford said he feels like a rookie with his new team, like a first day at school. It's brand new, walking around, trying to learn everybody's name and who does what and all that kind of stuff. So trying to perform at a high level in that atmosphere is a challenge, but I'm loving it. Of course you're loving it. The weather's fantastic. You're having a lot of fun. And a lot of F's out there. Arizona Cardinals put the J.J. Watt on the PUP list with a sore hamstring, physically unable to perform. That's not good. It's a hamstring. You got to be smart about it. You got to take your time. The injury kept Watt out of Wednesday's practice, the Cardinals' first of their camp. Not expected to practice on Thursday. And you know, later on, who knows when he'll get back on the field.
To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
What is that?
I got my lunch.
That's Matthew Stafford going back to school.
Oh, is that Matthew Stafford?
I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school. Back to school.
That's kind of what he sounded like. His first day back to school, new school, getting to meet everybody, you know, feeling pretty jolly about it. Receiver Kelvin Benjamin, critical of the New York Giants coach Joe Judge after his release. Kelvin Benjamin, can you stay healthy? Can you stay on the field? Can you give us anything? Would you be interested in? I don't know, man. Did he come in overweight? Is he 15 pounds overweight when he's 265 for minicamp? Interesting. That's a lot. The 265 at a wide receiver, that's huge. New Orleans Pelicans center Jackson Hayes was arrested in L.A. on Wednesday after an alleged altercation with a police officer. That's not good. L.A. County Sheriff's Department records show Hayes was arrested at 3:14 local time in the morning, booked at 3:15 p.m. Then he was later released on $25,000 bond at 5:29. And the Big 12 is claiming that ESPN is trying to destabilize their league. We'll talk about that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So if you want to get away for a quick 18 at Tullymore or St. Ives, or maybe stay overnight or spend a couple of days at Tullymore, you can book your golf and packages right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. You can experience a Michigan masterpiece when it comes to golf and the entire resort, from accommodations, dining, meetings, weddings, events. Maybe you want to live, whether it's on the weekend or full time at Tullymore. They have the ability to build a home to your needs, and they have a ton of real estate property. All you have to do is go to TullymoreGolf.com. You can book that golf or stay and play package and check out the residential living and more, and also even shop online. Everything you need at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app. The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haler, Ryan Oakey, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text us, use the keyword sports radio, set it to 21,000. Text us, sports radio, to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Apologies in advance if you've been listening over the last couple of days. It's been very, very challenging couple of days as I just can I don't even know if you can see it on the TV. You might not be able to, but my legs have not stopped shaking now for like an hour and a half. So we're battling through the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine that I got on Monday. It is now Thursday, and I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel just yet. I thought maybe for a minute yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, now we might be feeling a little better. Like,
dang, no. And it's Cade Day, too, Anthony. Like,
it is Cade Day. The good news is I haven't done diddly squat for the last couple days. Like, I have not done anything besides go up and go to sleep. So I wake up periodically. I'll try to set an alarm for the draft just in case. But yeah, that's all I've done. All I've done is lay in bed and sweat.
Have you gamed at all? You can play some video games while you're sick. We all learned that when we were children.
I have zero interest in it whatsoever. I haven't even turned it on. My buddy's been texting like, dude, no way, not doing it. Because it makes me hot, makes me hotter. It gets my blood boiling. I haven't done anything. It's been a miserable, you know, 72 hours. The Big 12, speaking of miserable, the Big 12, they're pretty miserable right now. They're losing two of their most historic programs, and it's all part of the change in college football. You know, we talked to Phil Steele yesterday, and Phil's very much a traditionalist, which I can appreciate, but we're losing that, right? We're losing tradition, and we're losing it for money. That's America. There are, you know, things all over this country that, for whatever reason,
traditions that, you know, we may have came here with, we have lost, or they're not as important, or the way that we used to do things aren't as important anymore because there's a newer way, a better way to do something, right? So there is a, you know, there is this constant sort of evolution of college sports. And, you know, now with name, image, and likeness, and the fact that Alabama's quarterback may already have raked in $1 million, I couldn't even tell you the kid's name. Whether that's recruiting smoke by Nick Saban or not, I'm not really sure, but I do know this much. It's never going to be the same. And what you once used to value about college sports is disappearing. This is why I've always been more of a professional sports kind of guy. And I get a lot of pushback because people be like, well, how do you like pro basketball more than college basketball? How do you like pro football more than college football? And my question in return was like, all right, so if you took the pageantry out of college football, right, you take away the band and the tailgate, what do you have? You got a bunch of 30-point spreads every week. Like, that's what it is. And so for me, you know, when I look at the college sports, you know, where they're at today, it's a difficult spot to be. Now, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby actually accused ESPN of encouraging other conferences to pick apart their league so that Texas and Oklahoma can move to the SEC more quickly without paying a massive buyout. Bob said this. Maybe I should call him Commissioner Bowlsby. Just said calling him Bob sounds weird. Commissioner Bowlsby said this, quote, I have absolute certainty that they, ESPN, have been involved in manipulating other conferences to go after our members, Bowlsby told the AP on Wednesday after sending a cease and desist letter to the network. The letter addressed to ESPN executive Burke Magnus, president of programming and content, said the Big 12 had become aware that the network had been taking actions to not only harm the Big 12 conference, but to result in financial benefits for ESPN. ESPN owns the SEC network. They signed a $3 billion deal with the SEC last year that will give the network the broadcast rights to all the conference's football games starting in 2024. Where does CBS fit into the fold now? The network, ESPN, also has a deal with the Big 12. It shares those rights with Fox, and those deals expire in 2025. In the letter, Bowlsby said that ESPN is actively engaged in discussions with at least one other conference regarding that conference inducing additional members of the Big 12 and to leave the Big 12. Now, Bowlsby declined to name the conference in an interview with the Associated Press, but a person with knowledge of the situation said the commissioner was referring to the American Athletic Conference. Pretty interesting. The American agreed to a 12-year, to a $1 billion deal in 2019 with ESPN. Like, ESPN shelled out so much money for college sports rights. It's just, it's ridiculous. Now, do I believe that ESPN could be behind this? Yeah, I think so. I think that ESPN is always, they showed their hand that they're always going to invest in their own products, right? And their number one product, which, I mean, you might call it their number one product. I don't know if it is their number one product or not, SEC football, because, you know, it'd be kind of tough. I'd have to see the books to really see, like, what is their best overall content. But it's just such a short season, you know, billions of dollars for, you know, 12 games a year per team. But if you get every game, that's cool. But you don't have, you know, all day long. Everybody's playing in the same time zone, so, you know, you're not going to get all of them on. I mean, maybe you get them on your streaming services. I don't know. I don't really I watch a little bit of, you know, I'll throw on, you know, the SEC on CBS when it's on and I'm at home and I don't have to work and I can watch a game. But I'm always going to be, you know, tuned into Fox or whatever, whoever's got the Big Ten game, Fox, ESPN, whomever. But this is just another example of, you know, the NCAA losing complete control when they let everybody else negotiate their own deals. Now, if ESPN is behind this, I think it's a terrible look for the network, but there's nobody to really hold them accountable. So what does it matter, right? So if ESPN is able to pull the rug out from underneath the Big 12, and they are able to destabilize the league, and they are able to get, you know, conferences like the American and somebody else to get in there. I mean, this could be the door opening for the American Athletic Conference. You know, will they replace the Big 12 in the Power Five? You know, is that what's going to happen if the Big 12 dissolves, you know, or will the Big 12 go try to go after some of their schools? Like, I don't know. This whole thing is a mess. But, quote, this whole thing has been a complete articulation of deception, said Bowlesby. And I think that that's pretty, that's a pretty damning statement there. Now, you know, we brought this up and we talked about this a little bit ago, is that if you are at Texas or Oklahoma, why in the world do you want to go to the SEC in the first place? Like, you can't get into the playoff by yourself in the Big 12. You think it's going to be easier going to the SEC? Like, having to play Florida, having to play Alabama, having to play LSU and Auburn? Now, granted, I still believe that the SEC, much like the Big Ten, has one team carrying all the water, and then every once in a while another team will pop up and be, you know, something nice to talk about. But LSU is a fluke, and, you know, Alabama's been the only consistent winner in that conference, so... You know, you always have teams like Missouri, and you always have teams like Vanderbilt and Kentucky, and you know, all these teams, you know, chanting SEC. And it's like, you guys aren't, you know, I mean, it's Alabama. Like, that's who it is. It's Alabama. Georgia's always cute, right? Georgia's always there at the beginning of the season. Like, yeah, it's going to be Georgia's year. Go Dawgs. And then they always wet the bed at the end. So if Texas and Oklahoma think that they can get in there and make a difference and actually make the playoff, then sure, great, good, grand, wonderful. But I don't see it happening. I think they've done nothing but set themselves up for failure. But that's my opinion on it. We'll step aside when we return. We'll have some thoughts. So day one of the Lions training camp coming up next year at X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobile One Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with the coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Sound right there. Tonight is the big night. Cade Cunningham. Will he be a Piston? Will it be Evan Mobley? Jalen Green? Who's it going to be? Nobody knows.
Okay, so it says the draft starts at 8 o'clock. What time will be the first pick be made?
11:57 p.m. That's it?
I'm going to say about 8:26.
I think 8:26 is a pretty good guess.
I'll say 8:35.
$1, Bob. I'll go low then. I'll say 8:15.
Yeah, it's they normally do. It seems about 20 minutes, like between like 18 and 25 minutes, probably of coverage, and then I just am, I don't know. You know, you kind of work in TV. You got to know how people do things. I just feel like they're going to do about 20 minutes, do one pick before the bottom of the hour, and then go to commercial, and then they'll, you know, maybe run through three or four at the from 8:30 to 9.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, and look, the Pistons have the number one pick, so they like their clock should be like 60 seconds long. Like, that's it.
Now, do you think the decision has been made? Do you think there's potential that a trade could still go down?
Is it possible? Yeah. Is it probable? No, I don't think so. I think that Troy Weaver's probably seen everything, unless somebody comes at him with something just off the wall, crazy, an offer you can't refuse type of deal. Then sure, maybe. But outside of that, I think they already know exactly who they're going to take, and you know, I'm interested to see the fans' reaction if it's not Cade. Like, what if they do take Evan Mobley? Then what? You know. So it seems like Cade is the foregone conclusion that he'll be number one. But hey, we'll wait and see. Just, you know, take your time. And
I don't know. I've just been watching highlights this morning of Cade. I like him as a playmaker. He's versatile. He's, you know, gets to the rim fairly easily. I'm just not sure about his shot, if I'm being honest. I don't know. It's just a little wacky to me. I'm not saying that I wouldn't be, you know, I'm not going to be mad if they take him. I think he's the consensus number one. But I think, you know, you need a pure shooter. Also, so I don't know which way they're going to go. I trust Troy. I think all three of us do at this point.
Very much so. You know, I'm one of those people that every time we hear generational talent, all I have to do is ask you, had LeBron gone to Ohio State, do you not think they would have played for a national championship?
I mean, yes, every single year he was there.
Every year they would have been in the Final Four, hands down. That's a generational talent. The rest of this malarkey is just these are good basketball players, but you don't have to, you know, crown them or anoint them so early that, oh, my God, the world's not going to turn without these guys. Like, huh, unbelievable. But it does. It feels like, you know, Tigers throw up 17 runs. That's right, in one game. It was simply incredible. They put up 17 runs yesterday. Pistons got the number one pick tonight. I got a vaccine, and the Lions opened up camp. The Red Wings are trying to make the necessary moves for their roster, and you know who knows what the hell is going to happen with that bunch. But I will say this. It does kind of feel like Detroit sports are on the uptick here. Like the pendulum's finally swinging in the right direction after years of futility. Now you might be asking yourself, well, what about Lions training camp makes you feel that way? And I would think that there's a common theme that makes me think that way, and a common theme that everyone seemed to talk about that makes me feel that way.
These guys showed up in shape. We're big. We're long. We look strong. We look explosive. And they crushed the conditioning test, so I'm pretty fired up about that.
Now that's not
that was Justin Rose, his voice right there, and you know, Dan Campbell. The head coach doing some down ups with the group. By the way, Dan Campbell is in just fantastic shape. I mean, him standing at the podium, traps, boulder shoulders, the whole deal. Like he's got it all going on. And one of the key points is that a lot of people have talked about that day one was fun. Now I'm not saying that you got to come out here and everything's happy go lucky and here's an orange slice for everybody. But I do think it is important that the players are enjoying their profession, and we saw what happens when they're not enjoying their profession, and we see what exactly happened. Like former Lions linebacker Jared Davis contemplated retirement; he now feels revitalized with the Jets. And one of the great quotes I saw in regards to that was like, "Look at what a toll this the past regime took on everybody. And it's true. They're gone. We can dog the hell out of them now. Like, it is what it is. Like, they were just god-awful. And it did. And it's important that the guys on this team, the buy-in level being good. You know, Chris Burke was tweeting about this, you know, talking about guys, you know, keeping the energy up. He talked about, like, you know, guys like Michael Brockers, you know, getting on some of the young fellows in a positive way about, you know, keeping that energy high. He talked about, you know, just a noticeable difference in how the younger players all spring and summer and how active they have been seeking advice from, you know, during breaks from other people like Derek Barnes. He said didn't do much on the 7-on-7, but did spend time after practice to, you know, talking to Spielman. About 90 minutes into practice, wrote Chris, Jamal Williams started yelling at everyone to keep their energy levels up. Before that, Michael Brockers was getting on the guys in a good-natured way. Lions have talked a lot about fixing the culture and the veterans. They have veterans who can help, and I think that that's a very, very important for this team, that these guys enjoy coming to work every day and that they enjoy playing for one another. And I think that that's going to be really the key. And Aaron Rodgers talked about that. He talked about the veteran leadership. There are certain things about a locker room that you just cannot – you're not going to get a Madden rating for it, right? It's not going to show up in a fantasy stat or in a box score somewhere. Like, there's just certain things, certain elements that you have to have to be successful. And if you have them and your guys have that buy-in level and they have that belief and they play for one another, who's to say that they can't mess around and have a really good season this year? I'm not saying that they got to go out and, you know, go, what, 11-6? But at the same time, if they did, like, you could see it, because there is that buy-in level, that commitment. So Steve is on hold. Let's get to Steve. Join us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. Steve, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. You know what? You were talking about that shot. I received a visor. I already received two of them. I received two of them now. Mine went 1 week, and then I had to wait. What was it, 2 weeks to get another one. So, yeah, I went one day and got it, and then, you know, a couple of weeks later, it's like, bam, did it again. But you know what I had? My shoulder was kind of sore, my arm, right in that area. And, yeah, I was sore for a couple of days because I'm thinking, I'm running around, I'm like, why is my arm sore? You know, then I remembered it was, you know, the visor thing. But what are we going to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had to do it because the Lions are requiring it for employees, so. Had to do it, and then I was in a time crunch, so I had to get the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully it'll do some good for all of us. I'm going to talk about the Lions here a little bit. Penei Sewell, if that's how you pronounce it.
Yep.
When he came into camp, they had him at right tackle, and he's even mentioned that it's going to take him a while to get used to it if that's what they want to do. Now, Taylor Decker, you know, playing left tackle. Would you switch him by any chance?
Not right now. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I was saying, you know, so they could use something, you know, with Sewell. I mean, I'd hate to see him get blown out on his side, but you know,
he won't.
Yeah, I know he won't.
I think that, you know, you're basically learning to do everything opposite.
Sure.
From a footwork standpoint. But he, you know, for his coaches at Oregon said, you know, what a quick learner he was. Yeah, you know, Taylor Decker played, I forget how many snaps, 1,000 snaps or whatever, and didn't allow more than, I think he only allowed 2 sacks. You know, just had a fantastic year last year, solidified on that left side. Now, if he sticks around, you know, through the end of his contract and they want to switch him to the right side and move Panay to the left at that point, I would be okay with that. But as for now, like, nah, that line will be, I think that line's going to be awesome this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we're going to get a lot of blitzing. Do you?
Getting a lot of what? Pardon me.
Blitzing and the defense. You think that this year we'll see a lot of blitzing?
They have to find a way to drum up pressure on the quarterback. Like, I don't understand what the theory was over the last few years of, you know, we're not going to send an extra guy. But we're not really going to try to pressure the quarterback. But then we're not going to really try to cover downfield. Like, I don't really know what exactly the defense is doing. Like, if you're going to send, you know, if you're going to get beat, send the house at him. At least hit the quarterback. Make him uncomfortable. Give him something.
Oh, yeah,
to think about.
Absolutely.
Don't just let him sit back there and make sandwiches and throw touchdowns. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious if there was any more news on Sewell and Decker because I haven't heard anything in a while. You guys have a great day. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Steve. Appreciate the call this morning. You can join us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line as well. Call 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. This Detroit Lions team, you know, with the ability to, you know, hopefully drum up the inspiration needed to play at a high level. I think a lot of times the, you know, players suffer from a lack of motivation or a lack of inspiration, right? And if you're a professional, like, you have to be to a certain degree self-motivated. Like, that much is true. But at the same time, you know, you have to want to believe in what you are doing, right? You have to want to believe in the idea that you are playing, you know, with your, you know, playing with and for your brothers on both sides. And I just, you know, I think that over the last few years, we didn't see that with this Lions team, and this is going to be refreshing this year. I think that Dan Campbell, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, we don't need an ooh-rah coach and hearty har-har. You don't need anything on the couch. You can just sit there and keep buying tickets. You don't need anything. What this team needs is something different than the last guy who was Mr. Know-It-All but didn't know anything. He was supposed to be a defensive guru and had the worst defense in the league and the worst defense in franchise history. That anything outside of that is going to be much better. That's why I'm just very excited about Dan Campbell. I like the fact that he has good personality during press conferences, right? I like that idea that he's involved and that he is very vocal. I like that guys like him. I think that's important. I think that, you know, you should like your coach, right? It's not always going to be all sunshine and rainbows. He's going to have to get in your rear every once in a while. And that's just part of playing sports, but you know, you should have a good relationship with your head coach. You know, and that's something that it's been missing, flat out. Like, it has been missing. And whether or not this, you know, this new team, whether it's the guys up front, like Aleem McNeil, you know, in the middle, or, you know, whether it's some of the new additions at wide receiver, like, as long as everybody comes together and has that common belief that we are here for a reason, then they should be fine. And like I said, it could be 5 wins, could be 8 wins, could be 11 wins. Doesn't matter. Like, sometimes you know, there are no moral victories in professional sports, but I think that you're going to be able to see a positive change no matter what the record says. And that positive change can come in many forms. Whether it's an improved defense, whether it's you know, yards given up per game, if it's an improved defense and scoring defense, if it's an improved offense by, you know, rushing yards per game, if it's an improved offense by, you know, the lightening up the number of sacks, you know, maybe Jared Goff.
It's not like it's. This isn't a stat season to me, Anthony. I think you're probably in the same boat. Like, I mean, yeah, you want the stats to look good. You just want some solid football. We don't cut down on the dumb penalties.
Let me see the linebackers actually play.
Yeah. Can we get some solid football? Everybody hustles on every play. Don't make dumb mental errors. I don't care if they lose every game by 30. Just play hard. It just wasn't there last year. Last couple of years.
The quit level was at an all-time high. Like, they did not want to be there. Nobody wanted to play for that coach and for this team. And that's sad. That's sad. It shouldn't be like that. It really shouldn't. I think that from a team statistics standpoint, I think we'll see improvement. And I think that we'll see those yards per game from the opposition. I think that those will go down a little bit. I think the scoring defense will improve. It's got to, right? Can't get worse. So it's an exciting time across the league. Patrick Mahomes, no-look passes. Michael Thomas, you know, he's got an ankle surgery that everybody's real upset about. Cam Akers already tore his Achilles. You know, there's a lot going on right now. Aaron Rodgers reported for his first day of camp. We played his comments earlier. So it's a very busy time, of course, you know, right here at the end of July, early August, as we get set. The first preseason game, I believe, is, I don't know why, I think it's the 13th. But I do think it's right around that time frame. Man, on the way to Wrigley with my son and his buddy, and we got you on. All right, on the way to Wrigley. Wow. Wrigley Field, that sounds fun. Do a little baseball trip, Wrigley Field. That's a little bit of a drive. If only we had a high-speed rail system that could get you there to Chicago relatively quick. That would be nice.
I mean, what's high speed? If you want to get there in 5.5 hours, you can take Amtrak.
Well, yeah, you just never know if it's going to be on time. You just don't know. Also, high speed would be 200 miles an hour.
Lions preseason game number one, Friday, August 13th.
That's at home, too, right?
So that's 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
It all happens so fast, man. It all comes at you.
And we don't have – we'll have in the regular season, but we don't have our preseason game versus the Browns.
Which is a travesty.
Which means regular season trophy, Big Ten style.
Well, the Edmonds Fitzgerald is a
– Week 11.
That's going to be a tough one to win there. Is it possible that I actually could get COVID from the vaccine?
From it, but you can contract it after your shot because you're still vulnerable within the first 2 weeks.
I mean, I guess it depends on your immune system. If you had a very, very poor immune system, maybe, but I would imagine you don't. You're a young, healthy male. I don't know.
Starting to feel like maybe I got it. Twig says, go Browns. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a the battle for the Edmund Fitzgerald. Man, give me the boat trophy. That's still my ultimate dream, is Lions, Browns in the Super Bowl. First Super Bowl ever with two trophies. The Edmund Fitzgerald sit right next to the Lombardi. I think that would be beautiful. We'll step aside. Hour three of X's and Bros coming up next year on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the 10. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
The Tigers are back home tonight, ready to welcome Baltimore for a four-game series and then the AL Eastern Division leading Red Sox. Detroit lost its way on the road for a period of time, but they've won 9 straight at Comerica Park and are impressive 28-22 in their home park this year. Bear with them if it takes them some time to get going on the 7-game homestand. Wednesday's finale in Minnesota lasted over 4 hours, featured 31 runs, 31 hits, 401 pitches, and saw the Twins belt 7 home runs. The Tigers scored a season-high 17 runs, first time they've scored that many runs without the benefit of a homer since 1961. They will brag about their third straight winning month and are climbing in the division while continuing to give Tigers fans hope.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help if you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness. Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at Bean Garter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news,
press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.